Lorinda Hofmeyr, hallo.
Hi.
Die zwart koei se vel is oopgespalk. Sy is dood sonder dat iemand daar gejaag het oor hierdie blommeveld van sterre.
You're a South African musician, composer, pianist, and you're Afrikaans. And you've worked a lot on adapting Afrikaans poetry and setting it to music. Yes. But this particular project you're involved in now, it's called Afrique Mon Désir, yes. The Yearning for Africa, is a bit different.
Well, I'm very aware of all the people from Francophone Africa that comes to South Africa, and particularly Cape Town, the region where I'm based. And I had French at school and university. So the head of the CTMA, the Cape Town Music Academy, suggested to me, why don't I take French poetry from Francophone countries of Africa and try to set that to music, which I've done. Fantastic doing that and opening a whole window of Francophone Africa, of which we have in South Africa very little knowledge, actually. Although we have 11 official languages, the main language that everybody can understand is English, and that is more spoken in the eastern part of Africa, but the western part of Africa is like a closed book to a lot of South Africans. So by doing this, I myself got introduced to a mine of wonderful
real gems.
Gems, yes. Yeah. And I could also introduce that to my Afrikaans audience.
Tell us about this song. It's called Sous la Terre, Under the Earth. It's by Jean-Joseph Rabia Revello.
Well, he's a wonderful poet. He was the most famous poet of Madagascar. He lived around the beginning of the previous century, and he wrote poetry in French and Malagash. And I fell in love with his poetry because it's very vivid images.
Les saquets que lancent le jour, ces saquets.
This song is called In the Forest, and indeed we can sort of sense going through the forest, talking about spears hurled by the day pierce the immense heart of the forest. Worked with Congolese musicians who are living in Cape Town.
That was a fantastic experience because when I did the music, I listened to a lot of styles from a particular country. So I had a poem from Chad. I would listen to music that I could find on the internet. Or Congo, I listened to Makossa, you know, the style. And for example, Jean de Silence, that poem is sort of, I got the idea of the music from the Makossa style. But when I, in fact, met these Congolese musicians from the Cape Town region now, it was fantastic because they love their music and it's coming together and seeing it actually in practice, you know, how it's used, how it's enjoyed. say the French poems or the Afrikaans poems, and then we let the people who mainly speak Lingala, but also from Congo, Kikongo, or Swahili a bit, or Chiluba even, we said, okay, maybe in this space, we put another refrain there, and we asked the Congolese musicians to write some stuff in Lingala that also has the same theme of the poem, and then they sort of took it and made free verse, you know, around that. And that is the main, for me, that makes the project very special, is because all of these languages are involved. I mean, there's Afrikaans, there's French, and then there's languages from the Congo region, which is Swahili, but also Lingala and Chiluba and Kikongo, and also then Malagash, because the accordion player, Regis Gizavo, he died just after we finished the album, but he also sang in Malagash, which is a very, it's multicultural. That is the whole feeling of this project and also of the show.
You've got other poets like the Chadian writer Nimrod. You've got Patrice Nganang, yes, from Cameroon.
And from Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, I've got Véronique Tadjo. And from Mauritania, I've got Moussa Diagana.
Ousmane Moussa Diagana.
And that poem I absolutely love. He's not alive anymore. And in fact, I'm struggling to get hold of somebody who can help me find the place where I can pay
the author's rights. The poem you've adapted is My Country.
Yeah. He never lived outside of Mauritania. He stayed there and he wanted to save the language, to sell.
Now, we've also got songs which are sung in Afrikaans, and they're from poetry written by Afrikaans poets.
Yeah, Breiton Breitenbach would be maybe the most known in France, for example.
And that's based on his poem, The 26th of November, 1975, yes, when he returned to South Africa, having been active in the anti-apartheid movement, yes, and he was arrested, spent time in prison.
That poem in particular was apparently written just when he received his sentence, and he had to go to jail on that moment, and he scribbled it on a piece of paper and gave it to a friend.
Lorinda, what do you think unites the poetry that you've chosen to set to music on this album?
Well, the fact that I like it. I've chosen it. It does run like a thread. It's the longing for something that's maybe not real, but it's in everybody's head, a longing for Africa, which is a place where we all originated from, and a place, a mythical place, almost like paradise we want to go back to, like we all want to go home.
I just want to finish with you, Lorinda, on this song. It's called Dance of the Rain. It's a very interesting poem because it was written by Eugène Marais, an Afrikaans patriot.
He's from the Transvaal, but I think this song, in my head, I has it more as a Khoisan link. He compares the rain with a girl. She comes down from the mountains. Initially, she just invites everybody with her, and the lighting is the bracelets shining, you know. And she invites the wind and all the animals to come to the big wedding where the rain is going to marry the soil. And the animals calls her our sister, the dance of our sister. It's a very lively and
well, it's a dance, isn't it?
It's a dance, yes.
Lorinda Hofmeyr, thank you. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.